It's 22 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, and as promised, Dr. Bruce Thompson is with us this morning, and today we're going to be chatting about, well, pharmacology, but from a very different perspective. Bruce, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, nice to see you both. Excellent to be back after the little break.
Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be talking about medicine, but that doesn't come from the world of big pharma, but possibly from the world of the other pharma.
Yeah, no, the kitchen pharmacy is what we're talking about today. And as you know from previous talks, I'm really interested in keeping things simple and looking primarily at diet for your health and food being your first medicine, right? And I think a lot of people are very comfortable with that idea now. It's something that's being spoken of a lot more commonly, although it's been around for thousands of years, this idea of food being your first medicine.
I used to battle with the notion that anything from the garden or from the wild spaces where things grow naturally could be anywhere near as powerful as something synthesized in the laboratory, because we understand that these things, these simple things, the bush, it's kind of, for the omens, but real people take real drugs, and that was until I had my first experience with marijuana. And then I realized that natural stuff could be incredibly strong.
Oh, thank you for that, David. It's a very good point.
But it is. Anyone that doubts the efficacy, just have a little...
Listen, both things you said are true, and that is that pharmaceuticals tend to be a lot more powerful. They're a lot more specific. They're extracts and concentrations of elements that we find very often in our food and very often we find in nature. Now, they've disconnected with that a lot and they're just creating new things. But so that is true as well, that the things you'll find in your kitchen are gentler generally. They are less potent, less powerful than a pill that you would take, less concentrated. But because of that, safer for you. Because of that, better for you. And, it's a truth. Both of those are true. Some substances are incredibly powerful, and that's why we tend to be a little bit cautious when around fungi, around mushrooms that we might find around us in the woods and in the bush. You do have to be careful. The actual number of properly toxic fungi are very low, but you do have to be careful. They are very powerful. They can kill you. Mm. But when we look at our kitchens, most of us have a certain range of herbs and spices to put into our food because we enjoy the flavors. They're part of our cuisine and they're part of our culture. And what I want to just touch on today, we obviously don't have time to get into it very deeply, I just want to touch on the fact that those things are there for a reason. And it's not just the flavor. The flavor is an added benefit, but we take those things because they have effect. They have a benefit to us.
You're talking about traditional recipes.
Our traditional cuisine, whether you're Italian or Portuguese or Zulu or, God forbid, British.
I was going to say there's not much in a traditional inherited colonial diet in terms of natural ingredients.
True. So anyway, no, I'm just joking.
That's how we are, you see.
Look, we now have a global cuisine, and we have a very synthesized cuisine. We're all familiar with a certain part of Chinese cuisine, of Japanese cuisine, Italian, etc., etc. So we all are experiencing these things and coming up with these coming into touch with new tastes and new flavors and new spices. But there is generally a theme, and there are similarities between the cuisines. There's always a kind of a pepper. There's a capsicum. There's something like that. And one of the things about peppers and capsicums is that they're really beneficial for circulation. They're really beneficial for increasing heat in the body. There's cardiovascular benefits.
So chili is good for you? that?
Well, chili is good for you in many for many reasons. One is which it contains a lot of vitamin C. The other elements of the chili really help with circulation, and particularly cardiovascular circulation. And again, you know, moderation is always a good thing. So, you know, you can take excess and it can start to have negative effects on you. But, you know, when we look across the board to things like clove and all the capsicums, the peppers, lemon, ginger, you know, that whole family, ginger and turmeric, and basil and oregano and thyme, you know, these things all have medicinal properties. And it's really, really useful for us to understand that a little bit and to explore it. We don't really have, you know, the time to go into it in detail here today, but you know, if you want, we can talk about some that you might be interested in. We could talk about.
Well, I think it's a fascinating subject.
Yeah.
Is there, I presume, in this modern age of electronic communication, there are resources that one can go to if you're interested to explore on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a document that's on my website, healthcollective.co.za, and I can leave a document with you guys, and you can post it as well, which just takes you through the common. I've got it right in front of me here. It takes you through all the common spices and herbs that you're going to find in your kitchen and what the medicinal properties are of those.
So they generally all have, except for sugar, I would imagine, because I know you're not wildly, you're not in favor too much of a,
yeah,
I love sugar.
But like I said, always rather have sugar than aspartame. So anyway, yeah, that's another story.
So, you know, one hears that the modern diet, because food is medicine, well, that's the premise, and it always
well, it should be our first medicine. It's where we should start. Start in the kitchen. Start with what you eat.
And sadly, because of industrialization and the logistics of feeding a massive population as the world is supporting now, it would appear that in the mechanization or industrialization of food production, the goodness is going. Medicinal value is diminishing and it being replaced by. I mean, I looked at some of the ingredients. You know, since we've been chatting, and
we've replaced quality with quantity. Mm.
Yes, but if you look at what is in some of these things, these are chemicals and potions and things that have come straight out of the Frankenstein's cupboard of collectives.
Yeah, we always talk about glyphosate. You know, the pesticides and herbicides that are put onto our crops.
Yeah,
and it's almost impossible to ensure that doesn't stay in the product. You know, that always a certain amount comes through. It's a difficulty.
Well, we were looking at what goes into. I'm not going to use any particular
brand
commercial names, but for example, you go to a fast food chain, very ubiquitous one, and look at the chips.
Yeah,
it's a chips, a potato should be a potato, maybe, you know, prepared in hot oil or something like that. You got a chip. These chips, go and look at them, they've got 17 different ingredients.
Sure.
It's insanity.
What?
Absolute insanity.
17 ingredients and almost none of it's potatoes.
It's all about shelf life and cost and.
But it can't be good for you.
Yeah. Well, we can feel it. You know, if you really think about how you feel after eating stuff like that, you can feel it. Yeah.
Mm. And then the epidemic of obesity and what comes with that, the lifestyle diseases like diabetes, it's now huge, especially in Africa and in South Africa particularly.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of our lovely members of parliament, and when you have a look at this, and the police force, and look at them getting bigger and bigger. They can't fit into their cars anymore.
We need a diet revolution.
Well, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, they soon won't be around. None of them are going to be losing limbs left, right, and center. Because I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Yeah, well, just on that, one of the nicest things you can do, or simplest things you can do, is get used to having a little bit of clove every day. So a bit of clove water, clove tea, excellent for managing your blood sugar, great for your digestive tract.
Ordinary cloves.
Wow. You know, cloves are an analgesic. They have really quite a potent analgesic as part of their makeup.
An analgesic is
a painkiller. painkiller. Oh. Yeah, so, you know, for tooth pain, there's an old remedy where, you know, suck a clove and chew on it, put it on the sore tooth, and it'll take the pain away. And it's a disinfectant, so it'll kill any bacteria that are there.
So if you soak it and just
brew it. Brew 10 cloves in a jug of water and drink that water all day. It's an excellent tonic.
And pain relief. Would it help with the ordinary inflammation?
Yeah,
that comes
it's an anti-inflammatory as well. Yeah.
I'm blown away.
Now you see there's going to be a rush on clothes. We should have kept this quiet. Because I won't be able
fortunately, to get. Fortunately, they're cheap. They're cheap. Yeah, no, you can get a kilo bag of clothes for not a lot of money.
Here at Lifestyle Super Spa.
There is so much. You know, it's not really hidden. It's just been just forgotten.
Well, we've shifted to a mentality of, you know, going to the pharmacy, getting a pill. And look, you know, there's always a place for that. And, you know, fortunately, you know, like Thrive Pharmacy is an excellent pharmacy in the sense that it really does try to promote health. It tries to promote, you know, good supplements and herbal supplements as well as, you know, if you need the pharmaceuticals. But they're good on that side. Mm. Not all pharmacies are like that, and not everybody wants that. And that's understandable, and everyone's welcome to follow the path that they want to follow. But if you are more interested in looking at the pharmacy in your kitchen, then start exploring it. Start exploring it. And we'll start with this document. We can put that up with my, hopefully with the podcast. Is there a way of doing that?
Oh yeah, we can. I'm sure that the excellent team that does these things. I'm a bit of a dinosaur when it comes to electronic anything, but I'll say yes with confidence.
It's just a lovely place to start. It's very simple.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic, okay. And I think there we leave it for today. But hopefully next week we'll be back again with unpacking. This is a fascinating subject.
Yeah, true.
You know, sometimes when one talks about medical and health and wellness and things, it's kind of on the scare side of the spectrum, where one is looking at the most horrific, potentially debilitating, and it's always very depressing. This is much more, for me, positive and affirming in terms of health and wellness. I love that.
Yeah, well, it's putting power back in your hands. You know, it's about you know, you actually being an agent of your own wellness, rather than waiting to get sick and going for help. You can prevent that. You know, preventative medicine is the key.
I couldn't agree with you more. The good doctor, Bruce Thompson. If you need a consultation in Ballito, you'll find him down at the Thrive Pharmacy in the Ballito Village on a Friday. This will be up as a podcast shortly with his contact details. And if you need to consult with him on any other day of the week, I'm sure that there are opportunities. You just take a little wander up. You know, once you get across that river, it's a long way to Tipperary. But it's worth the journey. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us on a Friday morning. And enjoy. You're off to the Drakensberg now?
This afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. Mm. Wonderful. We're blessed in this part of the world. You can go that way to the mountains, that way to the bush, that way to the sea.
Yep.
Or you can stay right here and have a donut. No, you don't.